Okay. What did we see until now? Marina Badina Shreino Shesh Machokas Veshlakish Rabbi Yochanan, Hayim Isham Ishimamana, or Isham Ishim Chitzav. Tipal Nuksat Pishitat Veshlakish, we discussed Veshlakish, Ishim Ishimamano, Imzadin Shamaman Mamish, Shabailus, Oh, she's a Dinacher, Shal Psheo, Shabala Takala, Benachza Yamle, and Yan Shabala Takala. Mitzacheni Asakne Rabot Pishitat Veyochanan, we discussed Rabbi Yochanan, and we saw the simple way to read Rabbi Yochanan is that it's Mamish Adam Amazik. ויש סימנים לכך שזה אדם המזיק. ניסינו להוכיח שאולי גם לפי רבי יוחנן שאישה משום חיציו, זה לא בדיוק אדם המזיק. And we essentially dealt with three layers of the sugya. Now we're moving to the fourth, and hard to say final layer of the sugya, because there's so many layers of the sugya, but I'm just trying to be conscious, lo limroach, not to just spread out hashiurim, bitzura ein sofit. So the first layer we discuss is the lashonos. Lama lefi rabbi yochanan, Hagmara tzricha litchot Reish Lakish, lama ta lo mekabel Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan sever she'esh da adam amazik. Lama Rabbi Yochanan docher Reish Lakish, ki sever ki esh da adam amazik mamish. As mizeh mashma she'Rabbi Yochanan lo kol kach magdir esh ke adam amazik, the din acher. The next layer of the sugya we saw is v'tzicha, and this is so on Friday. She'im adam nadlik esh v'hotzeach, azu nechshav rotzeach, As we said, maybe
you're right. If you look at the Gemara carefully, it never says black and white, you're chayav misa. It says that there's a din of kam le b'drav minei, and that affords a lot of wiggle room, because you can generate a kam lebe drab minei in theory, even without calling a person who's rotzeach shechayev misa. Limashal of shal lagid kam lebe drab minei midin garmi. Is garmi lo chayev misa? I was a masuk maise vitzicha hidei liyot chayev. Okay, ma shereinu berashba. If shal lagid sheyesh kam lebe drab minei midin rodef. As in gan chayev vitzicha, I will call as man sheha adam tachat ha'iyum shela esh, as yesh le madlikat esh din rodef, if shal la roget a rodef. So that's the second issue we saw. Hayim adam bemet chayev misa aritzicha derech esh. The third layer, I want you to sense the layers. There's really four layers to this sugya and to this ishum ishum chitzav question. We're going to discuss the fourth today. The third layer is what we saw masherino biyom sheni. She lefi apashtus v'gemara misha sholech at ha'esh biyad adam acher as ha'sholech ha'pikeach ha'madlik pator. Lama ki ani mishayech, I attribute et ha'esh l'mishem avir et ha'esh. And it calls a chitzav decheresh. It's kvar lo chitzav shelcha, o kvish ha'gemara omer b'shalosh mekobot, samsa decheresh kagorem lai. Hacheresh hu be'etzem mitlabesh ve'mishtalet ala esh, v'ad ze kvar lo nechshav ha'esh sheli. Im ani omer she'isho mishum chitzav, ze ma'od 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 barur. Chitzav ze mamash adam ha'mazik, az berega she'adam mavir et ha'esh, הוא הופך להיות האדם המזיק, ומה שראין ישראל דוד, ואני לא אדם המזיק, כשיש אדם פעיל, conscious, cognitive in between, I can control the ruach ha-pi halacha, it's part of my toolbox, I can't control Ari Spivak, you're your own person, and therefore I can't possibly call me an adam amazik, and not only that, but it's called your chitzav, and I'm not even chayfa ishim ishim amono, as we saw in the Gemara. Tosfos didn't learn that way, and Tosfos got involved in a very clumsy read of the sugya. Lefi Tosfos, lama misha sholeach biyad cheresh patur, as lefi Tosfos, ki acheresh lo nechshav ruach mitzuyah. Even though the cheresh will most likely carry it, Tosfos felt you need a ruach mitzuyah mamish. And then why are you patur going to be achram mishurim mishurim emono? Because it's not bari hezekah. Tosfos' aversion to learning the sugya the simple way is probably the strongest indicator, shelefi Tosfos, isha mishum chitzav zelo adam amazik. Kim isha mishum chitzav zelo adam amazik, why does Tosfos get all caught up in this whole thorn bush? Let him just say, chitzav decheresh, and I can't be called a mamazik if there's a human being transporting it from one place to the other, in the way that I can be called a mamazik, I'll be halacha, if it's just wind and the energy motion of the fire that moves it from one place to the other. And when Henry comes in, we remind him this was consistent with what he noted on Daf Chaf Beis and Manalef, that according to Tosfos, you say ishim ishim chitzav, not only will he light the fire, but also where the fire just grows on its own, and even when it falls by itself, into, and we saw Tosfos in Sanhedrin saying the same thing. Those are the three layers in trying to prove Ishav Mishum Chitzav. The obvious is Adam Amazik. We'd like to say it's not Adam Amazik, because then why is there a fourth concept of Eish? Maybe there isn't a fourth concept of Eish. We're just iterating the different scenarios, the different permutations. Today is the fourth layer. The fourth layer of the conversation is, how does Isha Mishum Chitzav possibly neutralize the Ptur Taman? Normally, Isha has a Ptur Taman. Ki teitze Isha matza kotzim basada. Ma kotzim begoloi afkol begoloi. Gemar dereshet. She Isha chayav rak al dvarim gluyim. Lo al dvarim mechusim. Avokana agmara bedaf chof gimol man aleph. So it's agmara shalano yam toanet. She lamandiyama Isha Mishum Chitzav ain Ptur Taman. Remela three of Yochanan call up Ptur Taman mitztamtzeim. Is limited rak lekalur lechitzav lematzav she'ein isha mishum chitzav kishe b'shas adleika haya gader misaviv leesh v'achar kach nafal agader av b'isha mishum chitzav mamish ein p'tur tamen meretag mara amar rav akashi lelevaye lemandi amar isha mishum chitzav tamun be'esh nepat rachman heich mishkach asla v'necha ma she'enachnu magdirim kalur lechitzav heicha she'ein din chitzim kigon she'aya fire retardant gader misaviv leesh b'shas adleika. As ain't kan direct path to the nezek, ain't kan kav yashir. Or memela sham ani amar kalu lechitzav, ain't kan isha mishum chitzav, yesh rak isha mishum emano, v'shem efshar lahafil at the p'tur shel tamar. So the big question today is, what about isha mishum chitzav eliminates the p'tur of tamar? And the easiest way to say is, of course, because isha mishum chitzav is Adam, and there's no p'tur tamar by Adam amazek, and that would be the end of the sugya. The question we're going to try to challenge ourselves today is, maybe not. Can I still get away with saying Isha Mishum Chitzav, but it's not other Amazik Mamish, it's something else. What is that something else? And how would that possibly toy with the Ptur Taman, which will force us to think a little bit about the Ptur Taman? How do we understand Ptur Taman in a way that would make it incompatible with Isha Mishum Chitzav if Chitzav is not Adam? If Chitzav is Adam, Hillel, the Shir is over. And we'll take a 5 minutes to see what Rashi and Tosfos will say. Interesting that Tosfos will say it. But if it's Adam, then you understand. There's no Ptur Taman by Adam. But we always like to say that Isha Mishum Chitzav does not constitute Adam, because then we're eliminating Eish as a category. We're just saying it's subsumed under Adam, like Kocho. We like to think that Isha Mishum Chitzav is a standalone, more than Mimono Chiyav. Chitzav doesn't mean Chitzav Mamish. Avikom Mishum Chitzav. It's just a more than Mamon Chiyav. How does a more than Mamon Chiyav eliminate Taman? So let's first see Tosfos and Rashi. What does Tosfos say? Can anyone synopsisize Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? Our Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Taman Ba'esh. Lama Ein Ptur Taman Ba'esh Mishum Chitzav. What does Tosfos call it? Pretty clear. Well, that's the Ptur Taman. But why would, if you hold Ba'esh Mishum Chitzav, then what is Eish?
Adam.
Tosfos says pretty clearly Adam. And we already know that by Adam there are no Gzeres HaKasav Ptur's. We already saw in Dav Hayam and Beis, and we conceptualized Dav Hayam and Beis, that Hashem doesn't want to create a blanket Chiyav. A blanket Chiyav would mean the end of owning possessions, the end of industry, the end of transportation. So Hashem allocated discounts for every Mazik. Karen, Chatzi Nezik, Shein Verega, Lushas Arabim, Bor, Shor V'lod B'chamor V'lo Kelim. So Hashem also allocated Pturim. But we know there's one Mazik that's a blanket Chiyav, and that's Adam HaMazik. Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Onis, Bein Ratzam. So Adam is a case where we don't have any of these discounts. So if Isha Mishum Chitzav becomes part of Adam, it too doesn't enjoy any discounts. Which is striking that this Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Men Aleph is willing to call Isha Mishum Chitzav Adam. Doesn't sound like it's consistent, certainly with Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis and Beis. It refused to endorse Chitzav the Cheresh. And it certainly doesn't sound consistent with Tosfos on Chav Beis and Aleph that said Isha Mishum Chitzav even when the person doesn't light the fire. So this may be an outlier Tosfos, as opposed to all the other Tosfos that we've seen until now. Let's see Tosfos. Perish. Bishlam alamandiyam isha mishum memono ein tema. The Ptur Taman. Be'afal kab de b'chol niski memono k'vol Karen Shein v'regel chayiv tamon. Matzinichi lukim. Okay. There's no Ptur Taman yoni by Shein v'regel. Okay, but each one has their Ptur. Why Hashem gave this Ptur for that Mazik? That's a separate question. But the mode of allocating discounts to Mazikim is already well established in the world of Mammon. And if Eish belongs to the category of Mammon, like Shor, so it will also enjoy its discount, maybe a slightly different discount. Avol be'adam hamazik, that's the key word in Tosfos, be'adam hamazik, you see Tosfos calling Isha Mishum Chitzav Adam hamazik? Lo chilek akasa dechsev pesadachas, pasa v'dashin himself perakama. And so Tosfos gives a simple pshat in the sugya. There's very little lumness in Tosfos, it's more categorical and nominal. We know that Adam is non-discountable. Can't get a discount on Adam. Once we attribute Isha Mishum Chitzav to Adam, Taman falls, and the only time Taman will emerge, excuse the pun, the only time Taman will be Vater is if Kalalei Chitzav, and you only Chaim Yishuv Emanu is a step down according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says something a little bit similar, but a little bit different. But again, Rashi is also going to call Ishim Shem Chitzav Adam, which is not striking for Rashi. It's not strange for Rashi, because we've seen Rashi before, primarily by what he didn't say. He didn't fall into the non-Chitzav Decheresh trap. He's just the Chitzav Decheresh. So we're pretty comfortable saying Rashi is Chitzav Mamish. What does Rashi say? Heche Mishkach Asla, Ilu Adam Zarak Chetz V'Hizik B'Tamon, Milo Mechayev, that's the Bach's Girsa, Hakaimelon B'Hai Pirkin Pesatachas Patsa, Notice Rashi is like the end of Tosos, not like the beginning of Tosos. The beginning of Tosos talks about discounts. Mamon Shezik is discountable. Adam Amazik is not discountable. End of conversation. Rashi isn't giving us a tour of all other Mazikim. He doesn't mention Shane and Regal. He just says there's a unique factor in Adam that you're chayev for Shogeg like Mezid and Ones like Ratzon. And here's the catch. If by Adam you're chayev for shogeg and ones, and isho mishum chitzav is Adam, then you should also be chayev isho mishum chitzav for, finish the sentence, le tamon. What is implicit? Ma hadiyuk b'Rashi, follow the syllogism. Adam amazek chayev gam kesheino poshea. Isho mishum chitzav is Adam amazek. Isho mishum chitzav is Adam amazek, v'ta chayev gam b'pachot pshia, z'ta chayev gam al tamun. Sounds like what's at the heart of the Torah Tamun? Less pshia. Ah, so less pshia can make you pater unless you attribute isha mishim chitzav to Adam Amazik. Ki Adam Amazik gam kshata lo pashe atachayav. Zeh adiyak barashi. Mi omer zeh bim farash. Who compares Tamun to a case of Adam Amazik? I mean, it's just bridging Rashi. But who says Tamun is chayav just like, and equates an equivalent, an analog by Adam where there's no pshia that you're chayav? Tamun by Ishim Mishim Chitzav should be chayev, just like is chayev by Adam Amazik. Who says that?
Raver.
What does he say? That Tamun can be equated to Yashay. By power of Brisker Lumbus. Rashi is not giving a massive Brisker Shir, but he's thinking conceptually. Who in the right mind would compare Tamun to Yashay? But the common denominator is that Tamun, in theory, conceptually, should be Pater when it's Mamon, not Adam, or Ichitzav. Tamun should be Pater because there's no way you could know what's being concealed. When I light a fire, I can take a basic assessment of what's in the path of the fire. But things that are concealed, I can't see. Honestly, if I can't see them, I'm less poshea for those things. And that fits if Isha is Mishum Amono. But if Isha is Mishum Chitzav, I'm Adam and Adam is Chayiv, even if you're not poshea, Bein Ones, Bein Ratzon, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Petzatachas Patzah, Rashi quotes the Drasha. Tosus quotes it also, but from Tosus, it sounds like the conversation is less about creating an analog between Tamun, less Pshia, and Yashin, less Pshia, which, if Eishes Mimono would make you Pater, but since Eishes Adam, Yerchaiv and Yashin, Yerchaiv and Tamun, Tosus it sounds like more of a categorical world. That Shein V'Regal, the entire world of Mamon, has discounts, L'Hilchoseim, whereas Adam doesn't, and if Isha Mishim Chitzah is attributed to Adam, then it shouldn't enjoy a discount. But either way, both Rashi and Tosos, and I'll answer Alex's question and Isha's question, both assume that the elimination of the Petor Tamun through Isha Mishim Chitzah is because we define Isha Mishim Chitzah, can't be any clearer than that, right? They both say Adam. They're both within the world of Adam. The question is, why would Adam neutralize the Petor? Is it categorical because Adam doesn't get discounts? Even if we feel that Tamun is a Gzeres HaKasav, you can't apply the Gzeres HaKasav discount to Adam. You can only apply it to the grade B, Eish, which is Mamon. Or because the Petur Tamun is not just a Gzeres HaKasav, that Hashem said it. It's based on less Pshia, because the guy can't see it, as we'll see a little bit later in Tosfos. And less Pshia would make you Pater if Eish is Mamon. But if Eish is Adam, less Pshia doesn't eliminate a Chiyav, because we know Adam Chayiv Le'olam Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Bein Ones Bein Ratzah. So if we don't move beyond Rashi and Tosfos, the shir ends now. And we are stuck with Isha Mishum Chitzav as Adam Amazik. Our challenge today is we don't want the shir to end. We don't want to be caught in a corner. We feel that Isha Mishum Chitzav creates real problems to the system. We would like a world which Isha Mishum Chitzav doesn't mean Adam Amazik. And we've survived. We've survived until now. Can we survive the end of the Gemara? We've survived with Sicha, for goodness sakes. We've survived Chitzav Decheresh, for goodness sake, in a clumsy manner. Can we survive this Gemara? How could Isha Mishum Chitzav eliminate the Petur Tamun without calling it Adam? That's our challenge today. We'll do our best, but again, everything that we say, you have to find some solution for this box. This is an important structural element in the palace called Isha Mishim Chitza, or the Sugya of Eish. This is a crucial box to fill. We're going to try to fill it. Alex.
If we want to say that Isha Mishim Chitza is an Mazik, then we wouldn't have for a Tumma. And if you want to say it's Xeris Kasuv, then how can you have Xeris Kasuv that just doesn't apply?
No, it applies to Kala Lechitza. The step down, grade B Eish, where it's not Chitza, it's mine. Even in Biyachan, that's Gemara's conclusion. Biyachan has a two tiered system of Eish. So Eish with Chitzav is no Ptur Taman. When Hashem said Ptur Taman, it means the great B Eish of Mama. Yes, Ishai.
Is there a chance that the example of Yashin isn't specifically to do with this, the fact that it's onus, but it's more just proving the categorical rule that Adam doesn't
it's, have it's unlikely. It sounds, Mary says it later on also. By quoting Yashin, why does he have to quote Yashin? Adam just say like Tassus, that Adam doesn't have any Ptur. Or quote the Pasuk. Okay. To understand that, we have to put everything on the side. So everyone look at Zev Hirsch. It's isolated out. There's like a big shelf on top of Zev's head. The Gemara says Madaf Acher Zman. Nachum Nazar Le Madaf Zeh Acher Kach. Nachum Samim Ishem Ishem Chitza Al Atzad. Kol Hashayla Zot. Eich Ishem Ishem Chitza Av Mechayev Gam Betamon. Nachshav Zat Al Ptur Taman. Ma Ofei Ptur Taman. Right to understand why Ishav Ishem Chitza in the non Adam Amazik version can eliminate the Ptur Taman. We obviously have to dive a little bit into the Ptur Taman as best as we can, right? Just like with Kamlay, we have to dive into Kamlay, with Mchitzav, we have to dive. Every sugya is a two-dimensional sugya, so we're trying to understand how Ishim Shem Chitzav eliminates Ptur Taman. We have to develop a vocabulary or vernacular of Ptur Taman that will help us say, oh, that definition may be inconsistent with Ishim Shem Chitzav, even as an Adam Masik. You see the methodology? Try to get that thinking into your head. If I want to solve why Ishim Shem Chitzav doesn't pat the Taman, I got to open up my mind for Taman. If I say Adam Ishim Shechitza is Adam Amazik, okay, Chiyuv. But Adam Amazik, I don't care about the Ptur Taman. Adam Amazik is a blanket Chiyuv. Avol Im Ani Yotzea, Ishim Shechitza Ksat Pachot Radikali, not as radical Ishim Shechitza, and still a Patis Taman, I got to start thinking about different versions of Taman. So let's see the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph on the base. As much time as we have today, I'm just looking at my watch. I want to make sure you have enough time to make it through. Okay, let me just make sure. Where's my? I always lose my. Did I lose my notes? If not, okay. Here. Okay. No, this is not it. Let's get the wrong ones. This came. Mom, this isn't it. This isn't it. This isn't it. It's gotta be somewhere. All these on the sides, probably up on my desk upstairs. Okay. I'll do it from that. Let's make sure I have a clear path. Let me just. Here we go. Here's the clear path. No, this is the Shira. No. Yes, I'm upstairs. Okay, let's start with the Samach Aleph and Beis. Let me just. Okay, I'll do it that way. Okay, Samach Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah. Mishnah Meviat Machloket, Hapsisita, Madlik, Esagadish, Vahib, Okalim, Vidalku. We're not going to discuss Rehuda today, so everything in our conversation has to be Rabbanan. We're hunting down those who do accept the Ptur Taman. Rabbanan do, Rehuda doesn't. The separate Shin Rehuda, we don't have time for that. But we all want to bound our inquiry only to statements made under the category of the Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan, Chachamim Ein Mishalim Elagadish Shel Chitin O Shel Sar. That's the base halach of Taman. Ella, here's where it gets interesting. Rav Papa and Rava, and we're just going to see Rava start to alternate when you Ptur Taman or not. So let's read Rava. Elama Rava. Bitarti pligi. Pligi b'madlik b'toch shelo, v'halcha v'echla b'toch shel chavero. T'pihuta mechayev ha-taman b'esha b'an esavir lo, mechayev. Yesh mechalokat achad b'madlik b'shelo v'halach b'shel chavero. I'll draw it on the board in a moment. Sha'am, Rav Einam poter, avalafi rabbanan. I'm just going to mention rabbanan now. We're going to ignore Rabbihuda. I'll just say it once, but we're not going to focus on Rabbihuda. Avalafi rabbanan tapator al tamun, b'madag b'shul abach shel chavero. U'pligi nami b'madag b'shul chavero. Im ani malikat asadah shelcha, Rabbihuda sava m'shalam kol mashu b'socho, afilu arniki. Rabbihuda says you chayiv on tamun. Rabbihuda says no, but you always chayiv on everything. Rabbanan savri kem shedarkin lahat min begadish, kigom marigin b'chli bakuhu de m'shalam, kem shedarkin lahat min begadish lo m'shalam. So now it gets interesting. Now we start putting on our brisker terminology. We have two different scenarios of Eish with two different sweeps of Ptur Taman. Right? It's all about sweep, right? So I'm going to raise my board here. Two different sweeps. Okay?
b'madlik v'toch shelo fire v'halach l'shel chavero pator alako tamun pator alako, I mean not alako, kol shu tamun, every type of tamun b'madlik v'shel, this is madlik v'shelo, you lit it in your house. B'madlik v'shel chavero, you lit your friend's field. Then I say, Pater al tamun, ein darko lahatmin, chayev al kelim shedarko lahatmin. So now all of a sudden, I've got two different types of tamun. Sometimes I'm pater on both, case A. Sometimes I'm only pater on one, case B. Where the differentiator is proximity. How close am I to the field? When I light in my house in Long Island and it goes to Queens, then I'm pater on anything concealed in Queens. When I go to your house in Queens and I light the field, az ani chayav al dvarm shedarkim bakach, aval ani pater al kelim shein darkim lahatmin. Now, how do you solve this double matrix? How do you solve, like, why should proximity and regularity affect one another? If I'm not proximate to the field, then I'm pater on all tamun, even if it's normally concealed in the field. If I am proximate to the field, then I'm chayev on regularly concealed items with pater. Now you start to see the power of categories. If you don't build categories, then there's no way to solve this. You're just stuck. This is an important moment methodologically. So I have to start categorizing what is tamun, and how can I create a tamun that's affected by two factors. So here there's two choices. Okay, this is our lead into lumnus. This is what should open your mind. Until you see this, tamun can be one-dimensional. Once you see this, tamun has to be either multiple lanes, or has to at least be conceptually flexible enough to admit two different parameters. Proximity and regularity, right? I'm just giving you pure logic. I'm not saying anything. There are only two options here. Tosfos takes the first option. Tosfos says there are two Ptur Tamans. There's one Ptur Taman that applies in case A, and that's all-inclusive. And there's one Ptur Taman that applies in case B. And by giving two Ptur Tamans, Tosfos is already going to start to expand our vocabulary of Taman. Okay, give me what Taman is. So can anyone see Tosfos? Again, it was very quick today. So what's the first category of tamun? It's a zeres hakasa. And that applies in which scenario?
When you let your own field.
When you let your own field. Because why does it apply in that scenario? Because that's the narrative of the Torah. Ki teit zeyesh, umatzakosim, bir bestah, sham sham avasabeira. Since the Torah describes case A, I'll just use shorthand, madlik b'shelo, that's where the zeres hakasa, but all-inclusive tamun applies. Avol ben madlik b'shel chavero. Yoni, when I light your house in Bergen and Tinek, I light your kindle your house in Tinek. Shama gzeres hakasav hamakif. Makif is broad. Gzeres hakasav hamakif lo shayach. Sham yesh p'tur tamen acher. Can anyone tell me? Can you extract from Tosfos what's the logic behind that p'tur tamen? But it's limited only to a regularly concealed, not to regularly concealed. Anyone tell me what's the logic behind that tamun? Not the gzeres hakasa, which would include everything. It's only in case B. But what is it, Alex?
Pshia.
Very good. Excellent. Elavadai. You see how Tosfos thought like we train ourselves to think. Now, we're not going to roll with Tosfos today, but this is the type of logic we introduce. We call it Sveidina. Tamun is not a one-option tour. There are multiple tours. There's the Taurus tour, which is the discount. There's Gam Ptur Hagioni, which is a Adavar Tamun, a Tapatur. If I light in my field and it goes to your field, Naphtali. So I don't need the logical Ptur because I've got this blanket Ptur and anything that's concealed because the Torah bothers me. But when I'm a horrible, horrible pyro and I come to your field in Tinek and I light your field, I don't have the Torah's Gezeres HaKasav. I need to say, okay, how poshe are you? Tosfos. Elavadai mechayev ribe madlik b'toch shelo afilu ba'arnaki ha'gadosh. Again, we're not interested in Behuda right now. We are, but not in our current. So important in the sugya, because every sugya with a machlokus has at least two sugyas for them, and it's hard enough to ferret out the Rishonim. Just is the Rishonim saying going to read on such an important tool? Rosh Yaman is just lost. So right now I'm not interested in what to say about the Ri. I'm just focusing on the Rabbanim. Rabbanim la mechayev afilu b'mregen diktani ein mishalim la gadash shalchitin.
So first he describes. Last skinny line in Tosfos, now he starts to explain. Okay, where's the description, where's the explanation? First Tosfos just gives us the math, then he gives us the logic. Rabbanu lo mechayvim rikin. V'tamayu, first wide line, you see that shift? V'tamayu, here's the Tosfos shifts from description into explanation. V'tamayu yesh lefarish. Rabbanu, put on the side. V'rabbanon, here's the explanation. Bimadlik betoch shelo patri ki demash makra. Very good, Aliyah. Ki teitze eish, da'ai bimadlik betoch shelo. Abmach shechavero, mechayif. So you don't have Naftali the Xeris HaKosov if I light your field. Uvadavar she'ein darko, but irregularly concealed items, like, I don't know, computers or stuff, not a normal kalem of the field, not normal agricultural kalem. Pater misvara. You see the offset, the Xeris HaKosov versus the svara. I can't see what's out there. So therefore, when I'm lighting in home, I don't even need to get to this p'tur p'shia napshia. I'm p'tur because the Torah gives me a blanket p'tur. When I'm lighting your field, I don't have the blanket p'tur. My only p'tur available is how p'shia am I. I'm more p'shia on things that are open, that are not covered. Things that are covered, it depends whether they're predictable. Namely, p'shia is affected by two factors, sharp, precise language. One of the two factors that determine my p'shia. Go on.
Predictability.
What?
Predictability.
Predictability and?
Normalcy.
No, that's predictability. What's the other factor? Even if it's unpredictable, I'm still a p'shia. If there is, starts with, ends with visibility. Visibility. Either visibility or predictability makes me into a p'shia. Good to have sharp words. If it's visible, even if it's a computer, I'm a p'shia. If it's invisible, namely concealed, but predictable, then I'm a p'shia also. So the two roots of being a p'shia, two roots of being chayav. I'm chayav on anything when I let you feel that's visible, open. If it's invisible, concealed, then I have to say, well, is it predictable? If it's predictable, then you're a p'shia. If it's not predictable and it's invisible, those two factors at once make you non-p'shia, and therefore you're pata. So this is not the end of the line for us, but just all the thinking that we're doing all year long, this is inherent. And Mishana, we're going at 90 miles an hour because, you know, this is all just the circuitry that they've been, you know, learning their whole lives. And we just have to break down the circuitry so we're able to have it make sense to us. Okay? Now, who doesn't like Tosfos's, Ptur Tamun, at least in one of its incarnations, Zibiglal Sheta Pachot Poshea Al Davar Sheta Leicho Litzpot, to see Vilarot? Which Rishon really goes at Tosfos? You saw it?
Ramban,
right? Anytime there's a Ramban in the sugya, you know we're going to learn that Ramban. I miss the Ramban. So anytime there's a nice juicy mochamos, we're learning the Ramban. Let's turn to the Ramban, two lines in the Ramban. Guys, we can learn this sugya on Daf Samach Beis for a week. I mean, that's how much depth there is to this Ramban. I'm just cherry picking for you two lines in the Ramban. It's like the most artificial way to learn the Ramban, but we're reduced to being cherry pickers. Okay, so let's be cherry pickers. Rabban is aghast. How could you say, Tosfos, that invisibility and or unpredictability together collude to reduce the Pshia? We don't have that model anywhere else where we think about Pshia, namely by Shor and Regel. Let's say I'm Poshea, Yosef, gross negligence to my animal. And then it goes and it damages something concealed, unpredictably concealed in your field. Would anyone in their right mind say you're putter? So pshia is the index and pshia is the gauge. Then I have to then think about that quotient of less or more pshia appearing in other areas, and it doesn't. So how could you tell me, you're less of a pshia with unpredictably invisible items, when that same combination doesn't diminish pshia in other areas? That's a fancy way of saying what the Ramban says. Let's read the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Mistav de chayev bechol atu sharo de tafach ba'ape." You don't watch your sharo. Ba'al hagadah shechitin bechupah shel sairin. Ba'achlo mi matzi meimu ili adana shechitina have a havida minta leitvei pshita de lo. If I would have known that you were hiding some chitim, would have been more careful. Bechol shekein hechem shem chitza. But it's not just the chitza v'alacha de vade chayev. We have a Gemara later on. If you tell me, watch my field, and I thought that it was filled with gold, and it was silver filled with gold, you only pay silver. That's when I agree to watch your item, where my chiyav doesn't exist, and my chiyav is only generated by my agreement, and my agreement is a function of visibility and predictability. So if I didn't know what was there, I was only chayav for what I thought was there, if I'm a shomer. But when I'm not a shomer, I'm a baal ashor. Where the chiv is based on my pshias achepetz or mammon achepetz, either way, as the Ramban says. So therefore, predictability and visibility is not going to limit my chiv. Don't get caught in the Gemara and the Samach Beis, which talks about a shomer who agreed to watch a field and thought he was watching silver and ended up watching gold. The guy can say, oh, I took silver responsibility, not gold. Yeah, that makes sense by a shomer. Where the whole launching pad for the chiyav is my acceptance. And my acceptance is based on my visibility and predictability. But by Baal Ashor, let's read carefully. This is what he's referring to. That whole, I didn't know what was their answer. Ella, gave mashil. Why, you're the mafkid and I'm the shomer. In this case, it's a mashal, but it could be a shomer. Hilkach amar alay. I'm skipping a few words. The tirus of dachi gabila alay. What I saw, I accept. The dachi lo kabila. Abba mazik mishal chamero. Abba mazik. Badachai bakol. Imishim chitzav. Imishim amono. Remember, we're not getting into the chitzav mammon conversation yet. That's still in Zeb's head. We'll get to that later. The la mishim the kabila alay. The tirus of dachi gabila alay. You're not chayah by in this case, mammon, because of what you accepted, based on visibility and predictability. It's to watch your body or your mammon. You're chayv for watching your mammon, even though you can get a chini, even though the Torah, even though you didn't know what was there. So, how to answer Tosfos right now? We don't have time. There are plenty of answers for Tosfos. This is a really express lane through the sugya because I want to get back to our sugya. I just want to use the sugya to open tammon concepts in our mind. Can we develop a new model of tamun that would support this system? Can there be a tamun logic that would support this system? Tosfos, there are two logical flaws, and they're not flaws, but two. One is, there isn't one single tamun idea, there are two tamun tracks, which is fine. And B, that second tamun track is fraught with issues. Oh, you're less in Shia because it's less predictable, less visible. That doesn't hold water in other cases of Shia. So there's a logical flaw and there's a structural weakness in what Tosfos is saying. Can we develop a new concept of tamun that would solve the Ramban's question? Namely, it's unique to Eish. Just because you don't have visibility being a factor in other mazikim, it's unique to Eish. And also allow for distinctions of proximity. To say this whole Torah tamun that I can't see and I didn't expect, that would only apply in this case. But in another case, how can we create a model? That's our, whatever you want to say, I'll say something. Don't worry, I'll give you a smara. But I'm more interested in giving you the casings, the shell. This is the shell. Can we build a Torah Tamun that solves these two parameters? Where if I light in my field, then I'm putter entirely. But if I light in your field, more proximate, then I start getting into visibility, predictability quotients. Okay, that's the circuit. I'll give you the svara. You know what? You hate my svara. You want to put a big picture of Yossi Sherman in your room and start throwing darts at me. That's great. But you know what? You're stuck with the same casing. Right, you can't disagree with the casing. Got it? That's why I'm trying to stress these things. Fill it up. Give you like an architecture. Kamo shetabone bayit, tabone ta shelad, tabone ta chadarim. Ta rotzeh sa sapapa veta mita shama vakasha. Ta rotzeh sa sapapa shama. You want to switch around the bed and the couch? That's your choice. But you got to stay to the rooms. And the rooms is what I'm trying to give you. How to build the sugya based on its rooms. These are the rooms of the sugya. Okay. Hayim efshar lomar sheyesh p'tor tamun acher. Again, forget this model, forget chitza, that's already on top of Zeb's head, we'll get back to it later, hopefully. Just forget everything else, just tamun. Lama tara poteret adam, kishu madlik eish al tamun. Hayin afshal lomar, shav siba, she eish patur al tamun, ze lo beglal gzeres hakasuv, ze lo beglal chosur pshiyak, kishu talsuv minaseach, ze gam kin kamavan Rashi, Rashi implicit on dafcha beis, is that Talmud is less Pshia, and that's why Adam doesn't care, because Adam is Chayiv without Pshia. So Rashi and Dach HaPeis and the Ravid are the same as Tosfos. Can there be a different way to understand Talmud? Yemeshal lomar shebetamun, ata chayav, ata patur, ki kol achiv shel eish hu shoneh mikol shar mazikim. And therefore, what I say by eish, Aryeh will not bleed into other mazikim, because it's a different type of patur. Haim be'eish, shepam, b'gal she'ein maga yashir, Bein ha eish levein adam she meliket eish levein ha chavetz anizok b'nigud l'shor she ochel shor she doreis shor she nogeach adam she makeh biyadok sheish maga yashir yesh ma'ase nezek bein ha adam levein ha behema levein ha chavetz gan adam meliket eish. Again, we'll get to chitzav later. Let's just talk about ishim shemimonu now. We'll get to chitzav later. She hachiv shel eish hu shoneh. Kvar amarnu b'tchilat ha-sugya mishu zocher she hegdir et hachiv shel eish midin takala. Eze Rishon Amar Tzebet Av Chapez, Mishu Zocher? Tazav Rabbeinu Peretz. Kishtazav Rabbeinu Peretz Yafeh. Hisbir. Ishur Ishur Mimono. Lefim Reish Lakish. Echon Achshav Mimono. Nedaber Ksat Al Chitzav Bacharkach. HaKavana Yilom Mamun Mamish El Nabal HaTakala. Similar to Bor, but a little different from Bor. Obviously, the dimensions of Bor versus Eish, right? What makes Bor more of a Bal HaTakala? What makes Bor a bigger Takala? As opposed to the fire you lit in your house for your dinner. What else makes Bor a more ornery mazik? It never stops being a mazik until you actively remove it. At some point the fire will go out. Fires go out on their own. What else makes Bor more of a mazik? If it's a rabbim, if it's an ishus rabbim. What else makes Bor more of a mazik? Is there a ruach acharis murav bo? Is there a ruach acharis murav bo? By definition. Okay. What makes Eish more of a mazik? Okay, that's a little harder. What? Leilech ul-hazik. You can cover the gap. So just because we say one is a tekal than the other, we'll start talking about that today. But let's just introduce the basic idea in our minds. The chiyuv of Eish is not for the maisa nezek. Just like the chiyuv of Bor is not for the maisa nezek, because there's no maisa nezek. The fire did it, not me. Again, Ishim Shimon, without talking about Chitza. We'll get to that later. Hachin Shalaysa, Yasarta Takala, but Tachayaval Etzem Mitziras Takala. Kamuvanim Yasarta Takala, Vashum Davar Lo Nizaka Talom Shalayim, Kamabar. Avlachiv will all a Shasa Nezek, Achiv will a Shasa Blaka, Vayitziras Takala, Vashasa Blaka Seish, or Bakashal Shamarta Teish, Isha Mishimona. Hainam Shalomar Shibetamun. Mishoma, mechivan shekedei lisrofet et davar hatamun. Ha'esh, kodem kol, tzarech lisrofet ha'klipa ha'chitzoni kedei lagia, az ze pachot nechshav mazik klapei ha'davar hatamun. Mechivan sheha'esh mesakein dvarim sheyesh lo maga yashir ito, avo gedei lisrofet et davar hatamun, kodem kol chayav lisrofet ha'klipa ha'chitzoni. And any time you're making esh go through another stage, and go through another shell, you're potentially extinguishing it, because who knows if it's going to last, oxygen, whatever, fuel. Memela, kol davar tamun, ha'esh lo mehaves sakana, klapei ha'davar tamun. Haptura tamun zelo choser pshia, because I can't see. You see, I'm taking it away from predictability and visibility. It's not a question of visibility, which contributes to predictability, which contributes to a level of pshia, because then I get caught up in the Rabban's question. I'm switching the impact, in this case, the neutralizing impact of tamun. Taman doesn't reduce the chiyuv because, oh, Eitan, you couldn't see it, and therefore you know where you're now. Because Ramban already doesn't like that. We're moving away. Taman means that Eish, it's harder for it to get to the Davar HaTaman. And since it's harder to get to the Davar HaTaman, it's not called the same Mitziras of Masik. Can we prove that? If we can prove that, then we can try to overlay it to this. And if we can overlay it to this, then we can go back to Yishim Yishim Chitza. That's our route right now. Okay, I want you to see the three stages to the root. You see, I'm breaking it down, I'm reducing it. Before I get to any of my books in Hill, I'm just saying, don't tell me about Rava, don't tell me about Chitzav, let's just talk about Tamun. Let me try to think about how to understand Tamun. Let me broaden my vocabulary of Tamun, and with the new vocabulary, let me see if I can fit it into the old model. You see how the methodology, you want to find more information, expand your categories, expand your vocabulary, and then see, oh, maybe this is what's happening in Rava, and maybe this is what's happening on Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Okay? We only have like 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to be a little bit brief now. Okay. Anyone see the Arsamech? Fascinating Arsamech. What does the Arsamech say? Can you categorize it? Don't give me the case. Give me the abstraction. If to ruin the Tamun. No, we're not talking about predictability. Not what he's talking about. That's the whole point. I don't know that the animal's pregnant. Halacha is, based on Hashem, if there's a pregnant animal, I'm chayev even for the fetus. Even though potentially within Halacha it's considered Tamun. Let's assume right now that it's Tamun rather than Uber Yerachim, which would make it integrated. After all, it's Tamun. And it's unpredictable because I don't know that it's pregnant. Assuming I don't know that it's pregnant. And yet you're still chayiv, he says. So what's his point? In order to destroy the fetus, the Eish doesn't have to penetrate the shell. Normally, to get to the Tamun, I've got to burn through the sack or burn through the hay and get to the clay. but I can kill the Eish can destroy the fetus. It's hard to say some of these words. You have to be sensitive. The Eish can destroy the fetus just by burning the mother, in this case, the shah. You see how we're moving away from predictability. We're moving to potential. Normally, Talmud is pater, because for the Eish to destroy the internal, it has to get to the internal. And that's an extra step. Whereas here, it can burn the outside without getting to, and therefore ruin the inside without getting to the inside. It doesn't have to penetrate to the inside, because it can just, once it kills the mother, the baby will die. That's the point. That's the brilliance of the arsenic. You see the shift of terminology? I want to see how to shem. It's so hard in Lumnus to build new categories. I want you to see how sources make you think of new categories and what makes you move. What's the big bang of Lumnus? He's shifting the goalposts on us. You can't say the arsenach and still maintain Seldavid predictability oriented. It's not about predictability. It's about accessibility would be the best word. And if you can access and damage the internal without getting to the internal, it's not Talmud, which means that by reverse, Talmud is always pater because you need to take two steps to get to the internal. Why would that be the definition of Talmud? Okay, now I've defined Talmud differently. What does that say about Talmud? So if Talmud is less Pshia, it doesn't make sense. Why am I just as more Pshia? I didn't see the baby inside. What difference does it make? If I didn't see the baby, I'm less of a Pshia. And Tosus is lingo. But if I define Talmud as a Ptur because the fire doesn't represent as much as a threat to protected items because it has to burn through the shell and get to the inside, that's why Talmud is normally Pater. But things which are Talmud but are just as endangered, even if it doesn't get through the shell, I wouldn't be pater. The hope to Talmud is to get to the tvua, to get to the clay, I got to burn through the tvua. So everyone knows that will happen. So it's not as much of a threat to the concealed as it is to other things that are revealed, that are open. But what happens when I have something which is concealed, but it's just as threatened by the age, because the fire doesn't have to burn through the shell and get to it, it can just burn through the shell, in this case, it kills. But that's the brilliance of the arsamech. So the best way to describe the arsamech is to switch the Ptur Tamun. If you want a little table of Tamun, Ptur Tamun's log zeres akasov, v'lo nechshav choser pshia, like kasos, because either way, why would you be chayev on a fetus? It's still zeres akasov, it's still pot to you. It's still less pshia, you didn't know about it, you didn't see it from your distance. Evidently, Tamun is pater because eino nechshav mazik, yitziras hamazik, Klape hapnimi, I'm using now Hebrew words, klape adavar pnimi. Vikan, haish kein nechshav maisen neze klape adavar pnimi, ki srefa ta'ima, tegwa mavet lefias. Namely, understanding Talmud teaches us how to understand Eish. If Talmud is a Pshia, then I don't really know what Eish is. I'm free to define Eish as everywhere I want to hear. But if Talmud is choser yitiras mazik, it's because Eish is takala. If Eish is takala, then I have to gauge what is it a takala for. And it's not a takala for things that it has to actually make an extra jump. But if it is concealed, but it doesn't have to make the jump. So the Arsamech teaches me this, and this teaches me this. Three layers. What is Eish? What is Tamun? Arsamech. So I'm looking at the Arsamech's exception to Tamun. I'm really describing Tamun, kryptonite rule. This is an exception to Tamun. Tamun is chayiv. How do we understand Tamun? Tamun is an exception to Eish. It's double kryptonite. To get the Eish, you want to look at the exception. Follow me, right? Really important. To understand Eish, I want to look at its exception. To understand this, I want to look at its exception, where it's Talmud Chayev. So every jump from a different layer is just negating the top layer. I didn't understand Eish, look when it's Pater. I didn't say Talmud, look when it's Chayev. Right? If I could only find a case of the Arsamech, which would be Pater, then I could have an exception to the Arsamech. That's a little bit too detailed. Okay? Dovi liked that one. Okay? I got Dovi to smile. Okay. We don't have time for quite a bit. We have like 10 minutes left, so I don't want to take time for that. There's another Gemara that makes me think of Tamun in those ways. Now, get ready for this one. Look at Samach Aleph on the base. Get ready for this bizarre halacha, which can only be described based on understanding Tamun, not as less Shia, but based on understanding Tamun as, well, you're mazik, you're chayef for creating a mazik. Now I have to ask, okay, what did you endanger? And I don't endanger concealed items. Again, we're not yet at Rava. We'll get back to Rava later. We'll talk Alex Talmud in general. Regardless of whether like my field, you're for Talmud in general. Forget Rava. I would just maybe think that I need to define Talmud differently. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara quotes a Braisa, which is roughly similar to the Mishnah. Let's just see. Okay. Here, there's an update. In the Mishnah, you're Pater on Kalim. Tama. Here, you're Pater on Kalim. But can anyone fill in the line? Did you see the case? But you pay
the hollow space of the case.
The equivalent massive tefillah. So if there was, let's just say, 1 cubic foot occupied by the Kalim, and you had on our computers there, so you put on the $10,000 in the computers, you store it under the hay, but you chay $50 on the cubic foot of hay, as if there were hay there. Huh? I didn't burn your hay. I didn't burn. One day, Zev, you'll be a big Rosh Hashiva. Maybe you'll start age with this Gemara. Maybe something didn't happen. I burned your computers, and I'm putter for the computers. So why the heck do I pay for the equivalent cubic meterage or cubic space of hay? So this is a hard Gemara. But the best way to explain this Gemara is to say that you're not chayef for what happened. You're chayef for the danger you created as long as there's damage. And in theory, from my standpoint, I assume that to be full of hay. So when I created an ash, I created an ash that endangered that area, including that cubic hollow, had it been hay, because that was in my mind what was happening. I'm not saying you have to agree with the Gemara. I'm saying the only way to make sense of the Gemara, of this Brisa, is to define ash, that the chayef lola maisin nezek elala yitzeras hamasek. You don't have to agree. We're not voting now. We're trying to understand what this Brisa says. So what I've done right now, step one, I hope we'll get to step three. What I've done right now is just redefine Tama. And by redefining Tama, redefine Aish, of course. Shmachayev shalei shufi b'mam shizek tira samas, apal takala. V'az Tama, z'ala v'shav takala gavi dvarim mechusim. And we proved it two ways. One, through the Arsameach, where it's not about predictability, but it's less accessibility. What happens if you don't need accessibility because burning the shell ruins the inside? And second of all, less about Taman. You could have situations, but Taman doesn't create a Petur. Taman just readjusts the Chiyuv. Because it makes me rethink what the Yetzirah Samazik was. It wasn't Yetzirah Samazik for things that had to burn the outer coat to get through. But if the internal part had been hay, there's no outer coat. It's just if the outside hay lights, the inside hay will light. Whereas when there's a coat around something, it's not automatic that burning the coat will lead to, depends what the coat is. If the coat is, wood, then it will get to the inside. If the coat is, a waterbed, then it won't get to the inside. So anytime you introduce a coat around an object, you're playing with the, or you're adjusting the likelihood the fire will get there. And if the chiv is likelihood, it's a mazik, it's not a mazik for the inside. I better, no. Okay. Now the question is, can this be what Rav is saying? Namely, okay, listen, I'll just talk very quickly now because we don't have that much time. Once I start talking about Yetziras HaMasik, and Tamon is less of a Yetziras HaMasik, I could say that's a blanket concept. Anything which is concealed, I don't care about where you light, how you light, I don't care about, listen to my terms, proximity, nor regularity. If it's Tamon, it's less of a Masik. So before I get to Rava, that's what I would have said. Tamon means not a mazik for concealed items, period. I don't care where you light, and I don't care whether it's regular or not. But all of a sudden, once I have this new issue called Yetziras HaMazik, can Rava be telling me that not all Yetziras HaMaziks are created equal? And there's a difference between creating a mazik in my house in Hollywood, Florida, where Zen goes and burns someone's house in Pittsburgh, as opposed to going and lighting your house in Pittsburgh. I don't know why I said Pittsburgh. Can I say that when I light in my house, I'm creating a very, very generic mazik for all the places it could potentially go to? And therefore, I say, you know what, I'm only going to be consider this a mazik for first level accessible items. Anything that's concealed anywhere else, whether it's regular or not, is not a mazik. That's the classic tamar. By the top case, classic tamar. But when I go with a fire and I light your field, I'm creating an intense mazik, but it's for your field. I'm targeting your field. It's not a generic mazik. You see, now we have more information as I was starting to sharpen what you see as a mazik is. When a madlik b'shelo b'sheli v'hadlik b'shel chaver, I'm granting this generic mazik. It could go to Pittsburgh. It could go to India. It could go to Asia. I don't know where it's going to go. So it's this general mazik, and then I say, you know what? Since you get a general mazik, you chayiv. But this general mazik, this chiyuv to create a general mazik. Remember, bor, Alex, you don't have this issue because bor is universal. Bor is also repetitive. You can have repetitive crimes in bor. So bor is like a super mazik because you can fall and throw. You can fall. Asia at some point is going to go out, and Asia is going to have one path. That's it. It's going to be that path and not another path. So bor, you don't have this issue. Bor endangers everyone. Asia all of a sudden is a very different takala. Because I have to decide its path. And that path is going to exclude other paths. So when I create an H that could danger everyone, I say, okay, now this is a danger to potentially A, B, or C. But I'll only call it a mazik for immediately accessible items. None of it has to both choose its path and then burn through the shell. But when I light your field, then I'm creating a mazik for your field. And then I have to ask yourself, what's considered your field? Because I'm focusing and targeting the hazard. So what is considered your field? Not just the field and the hay, but what else is considered your field that I've endangered? Because I'm attacking the field. Not attacking it because it's mimono, but I'm endangering it. Balatakala, what's considered your field? Mm-hmm. Regularly concealed items that are part of the field because they're field tools, like bakar and marigan. Is that called the field? So can I start to say that Yetziras HaMazik is not a generic term, regardless of where I light, and I generically say that concealed items are not endangered, I have to sharpen what the mazik is. And the mazik differs based on whether I just light a fire that you're going anywhere, in which case that's a general mazik, which is say you're not a mazik for concealed items. As opposed to saying you created a mazik for this field, you endangered the field. And even though it's the same concealed item and it's just as hard to get to the internal shell, but I've created a targeted mazik on this field, and I'm going to be chayav for anything that's called part of this field. Namely, concealed items are not tamun. They're just part of the field. And once I'm attacking the field, or I'm creating a hezek for the field, they're included in the chayav. Because I've created a different type of yetziras mazik. When I create a loose mazik, let's give different terms. When I create a loose mazik, then I say, okay, how much danger does it represent to concealed items? I create a targeted mazik. I don't factor that in. I just want to know, is it part of the field or not? Things that are not part of the field. Okay, things that are obviously gullery, I also create it. When I light your field, I also endanger things that are gullery. But things that are both tumbling, I didn't create a direct danger for, and things that are part of the field. Can I integrate the two cases? Tosfos split the two cases. Tosfos said there's a patur tumbling that applies in the top case, that's all encompassing. There's another patur tamun that applies in the bottom case, which is more selective. Can I create one holistic patur tamun that would differ based on what type of proximity there is between the fire and the field without mentioning chitzav? We're not yet in the chitzav conversation. I'm still within mamon. I'm still within one model of takala. Is takala a universal absolute, or is takala affected not just by levels of access, but by proximity, because you have to define takala for what? My greeting is takala. How much do I endanger your field? Just think about it. If you know that I'm lighting a fire in a lunch for chas v'shalom, okay? How much of a threat is it to you? Well, it depends upon the wind patterns, and it depends upon the heat, and it depends upon a lot of factors. So the threat level to you is really reduced. So if I reduce the threat level, and on top of that, has to burn through the shell to get to the internal part, I haven't created a direct threat to the concealed item on a field that may or may not get to it. But when I light your field, I'm increasing the threat level. Increasing the threat level is considered a mazik, even for concealed items that are part of the field. So all of a sudden, the concept of takala is flexible enough to accept another factor into its definition. So what I just said, I've created a tamon model and a model of aish that it's not just concealed or not concealed, but level of direct threat. I can say that takala is a quotient of proximity, which determines level of threat, and concealment, which is level of access. Those two will together determine whether I've created a takala. And therefore, I can understand Rava. In fact, that's the best way to understand Rava without the split of Tosfos and without the problems of the Ramban. Okay, so this is step two. Because I didn't answer anyone else's question in 3 minutes, this is step two. Okay, step one was forget Chilukin. It's so important that you get this. Just reduce it without Chilukin. Let's assume Talmud applies across the board, no differentiation. How do I understand Talmud? build a new vocabulary. The Aruch Sameach helped us move into a new vocabulary because of his exception to Tamar. Kryptonite proves the principle. Once I have a new idea of Tamar, could that be what Rava was saying? Could Rava's differentiation be building off of that new version of Tamar? Tosfos didn't. Tosfos had two absolute Tamars, and therefore there are two tracks. Can I create one track, in which case the application of the Ptur is not just the product of concealment or not, but proximity? When I light your field, that's a direct threat on your field, and concealment is less of a mitigator. When I light in my field, and it may not get to your field, so that double jeopardy, that double mitigation, where it may not get to your field, and even if it gets to your field, it may not burn through the shell, means that I'm therefore going to be chai, I'm therefore going to be part of Mamash Nakshala. The next stage is, and this I'll just say very quickly, just you should see the methodology, okay, can this concept of what is or isn't a takala, can it support a system in which all this, which is the Pashtus the Gemara, all this, all these turatamuns, is only by Isho Mishum Mimon. Namely, Kala Lechitev. All these cases I lit in my field or your field is when there was a wall around the fire when I lit it. Because if there's no wall around the fire when I lit it, what type of Eish is that? Based on Chav Gimel? Chitzav. And Chitzav, we already know from Chav Gimel, Chayev, Betamon, Bakot. This whole conversation, is only by Kala Chitzav, right? The Gemara told us that if you hold Yishim Shem Chitzav, then Tamon is, okay, just make it really visual, Tamon is off, no Tamon, Yechayev Bakot. That's the Gemara says in Chav Gimel, right? So this whole conversation is a substack. When I don't have chitzav and I just have mamon, namely there's a wall around, okay, did I light hell in my field with a wall around it? So I lit in your field with a wall around the fire and then a wall around the... So we only have substandard eish, mamon. Okay, when would you be chai for tamon or not? Right? But if it's ishu and shem chitzav, then take your tamon, disappear. So again, the simplest way to say, as we said in the beginning of the show, going back to the shelf, is because chitzav is adam and adam is no tamar. But I'm trying to avoid that. Can we say, and I'm just going to throw it out to you to think about, maybe I'll get back to this at some point out tomorrow, but yeah, that when, if you hold mishum chitzav, it's a super mazik and a super takala, not the dreaded aleph word, it's not adam, I don't want to say that. Which completely eliminates Talmud regardless of proximity and concealment. Once I start toying and engineering different levels of takala, okay, well, proximity, concealment determines. Once Azariah stops saying takala, which is generic takala, yes or no, but it depends upon many factors, level of concealment, proximity between creation and what, targeted takala, not targeted takala. Can I say that once Ruach is taken, the substance, once Ruach is taken out of the equation, which is what Chitzav means, that the Ruach doesn't matter, it's still my chetz, then it will always be a takala for everything, even if I light it in my field and it burns your irregular kitchen, it's a super takala, which Talmud doesn't in any way not. That would be my solution to why Isha Mishum Chitzav is chaya by Talmud without saying the dreaded Aleph word. That's the methodology. I'll say it quickly, then you have to go down. Ichitzav eliminates Tamar. The easiest way is Rashi and Tosfos Adam. I don't want to say that. I want to create an alternative. I want to survive without saying Chitzav is Adam. To do that, I have to change Tamar a little bit to see why it's the other Chitzav. To do that, step one is let's think about Tamar. Let's generate a new concept of Tamar. Aruch Sameach helped me. Step two is I could have skipped a step, but I just wanted you to see how I can start flexing Takala and Rava. And once I start introducing Takala, maybe based on multiple factors. Once I see that Takala is based on multiple factors, I can say maybe it's the case and whether we eliminate it. Mishum Shem Chitzav basically eliminates it. All the motion is like I apply it. I think of it as like I'm constantly lighting. Kochav, let's take the most extreme version of the class. So I'm constantly lighting, so when it gets to the Tamun, I'm basically lighting it because the wind is carrying it and the heat that's carrying it through the shell is me. Can I say that without saying Adam HaMazik? Can I just say, eliminating the wind doesn't make it Adam HaMazik, but eliminating the wind makes it a super takala, which we're not patratam. Okay, we'll stop here.
tomorrow, Makaris for Muad. We'll learn more to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Erev Shabbos, next week in Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to cover Muad. Also, very, very nice classes. Okay. Sorry about all the questions. I'm here if you want to ask the questions. We're going to finish. Just if anyone's going to Eli Shear, please don't ask questions. It's rude to him. So.